Your Uncle Malky was a wise man. He was stupid. Love needs no guarantees. A smile twitched at the corners of Idaho's mouth. She grinned up at him. You know it's love when you want to give joy and damn the consequences. He nodded. I think only of the danger to you. We are what we are, she said. What will we do? We'll cherish this for as long as we live. You sound so final. I am. But we'll see each other every never again like this. Hui! He hurled himself across the bed and buried his face in her breast. She stroked his hair. His voice muffled against her, he said, What if I've impreg... Shush! If there's to be a child, there will be a child. Idaho lifted his head and looked at her. But he'll know for sure. He'll know anyway. You think he really knows everything? Not everything, but he'll know this. How? I will tell him. Idaho pushed himself away from her and sat up on the bed. Anger warred with confusion in his expression. I must, she said. If he turns against you, Hui, there are stories. You could be in terrible danger. No, I have needs too. He knows this. He will not harm either of us. But he will not destroy me. He will know that if he harms you, that would destroy me. How can you marry him? Dear Duncan, have you not seen that he needs me more than you do? But he cannot. I mean, you can't possibly... The joy that you and I have in each other, I'll not have that with Leto. It's impossible for him. He has confessed this to me. Then why can't... If he loves you, he has larger plans and larger needs. She reached out and took Idaho's right hand in both of hers. I've known that since I first began to study about him. Needs larger than either of us have. What plans? What needs? Ask him. Do you know? Yes. You mean you believe those stories about there is honesty and goodness in him? I know it by my own responses to him. What my Ixion masters made in me was, I think, a reagent which reveals more than they wanted me to know. Then you believe him, Idaho accused. He tried to pull his hand away from her. If you go to him, Duncan, and he'll never see me again. He will. She pulled his hand to her mouth and kissed his fingers. I'm a hostage, he said. You've made me fearful. The two of you together. I never thought it would be easy to serve God, she said. I just didn't think it would be this hard. Memory has a curious meaning to me, a meaning I have hoped others might share. It continually astonished me how people hide from their ancestral memories, shielding themselves behind a thick barrier of mythos. Oh, I do not expect them to seek the terrible immediacy of every living moment which I must experience. I can understand that they might not want to be submerged in a mush of petty ancestral details. You have reason to fear that your living moments might be taken over by others. Yet the meaning is there within those memories. We carry all of our ancestry forward like a living wave, all of the hopes and joys and griefs, the agonies and the exultations of our past. Nothing within those memories remains completely without meaning or influence, not as long as there is a humankind somewhere. We have that bright infinity all around us, that golden path of forever to which we can continually pledge our puny but inspired allegiance. The Stolen Journals. I have summoned you, Maneo, because of what my guards tell me, Leto said. They stood in the darkness of the crypt, where, Maneo reminded himself, some of the God Emperor's most painful decisions originated. Maneo, too, had heard reports. He had been expecting the summons all afternoon, and when it came shortly after the evening meal, a moment of terror had engulfed him. Is it about the Duncan, Lord? Of course it's about the Duncan. I'm told, Lord, his behavior, terminal behavior, Maneo. Maneo bowed his head. If you say it, Lord. How long until the Talealaxu could supply us with another one? They say they have had problems, Lord. It might be as much as 2 years. Do you know what my guards tell me, Maneo? Maneo held his breath. If the God Emperor had learned about this latest... No, even the fish speakers were terrified by the affront. Had it been anyone but a Duncan, the women would have taken it upon themselves to eliminate him.
Well, Maneo?
I am told, Lord, that he called out a levy of guards and questioned them about their origins. On what worlds were they born? What of their parentage, their childhood?
And the answers did not please him.
He frightened them, Lord. He kept insisting.
As though repetition could elicit the truth, yes.
Maneo allowed himself to hope that this might be the whole of his Lord's concern.
Why do the Duncans always do this, Lord?
It was their early training, the Atreides' training.
But how did that differ from the Atreides lived in the service of the people they governed?
The measure of their government was found in the lives of the governed. Thus, the Duncans always want to know how the people live.
He has spent a night in one village, Lord. He has been to some of the towns.
He has seen it's all in how you interpret the results, Maneo. Evidence is nothing without judgments.
I have observed that he judges, Lord.
We all do. But the Duncans tend to believe that this universe is hostage to my will, and they know that you cannot do wrong in the name of right.
Is that what he says?
It is what I say, what all of the Atreides in me say. This universe will not permit it. The things you attempt will not endure if you...
But, Lord, you do no wrong.
Poor Maneo, you cannot see that I have created a vehicle of injustice.
Maneo could not speak. He realized that he had been diverted by a seeming return to mildness in the God Emperor. But now, Maneo sensed changes moving in that great body, and at this proximity, Maneo glanced around the crypt's central chamber, reminding himself of the many deaths which had occurred here and which were enshrined here.
Is it my time?
Leto spoke in a musing tone.
You cannot succeed by taking hostages. That is a form of enslavement. One kind of human cannot own another kind of human. This universe will not permit it.
The words lay there, simmering in Maneo's awareness, a terrifying contrast to the rumblings of transformation which he sensed in his lord.
The worm comes.
Again Maneo glanced around the crypt chamber. This place was far worse than the airy. Sanctuary was too remote.
Well, Maneo, do you have any response?
Leto asked. Maneo ventured a whisper.
The Lord's words enlighten me. Enlighten? You are not enlightened!
Maneo spoke out of desperation.
But I serve my Lord. You claim service to God?
Yes, Lord.
Who created your religion, Maneo?
You did, Lord.
That's a sensible answer.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't thank me. Tell me what religious institutions perpetuate.
Maneo backed away 4 steps.
Stand where you are, Leto ordered.
Trembling all through his body, Maneo shook his head dumbly. At last, he had encountered the question without answer. Failure to answer would precipitate his death. He waited for it, head bowed.
Then I will tell you, poor servant, Leto said.
Maneo dared to hope. He lifted his gaze to the God Emperor's face, noting that the eyes were not glazed and the hands were not trembling. Perhaps the worm did not come.
Religious institutions perpetuate a mortal master-servant relationship, Leto said. They create an arena which attracts prideful human power-seekers with all of their near-sighted prejudices.
Maneo could only nod. Was that a trembling in the God Emperor's hands? Was the terrible face withdrawing slightly into its cowl?
The secret revelations of infamy. That is what the Duncans ask after, Leto said. The Duncans have too much compassion for their fellows, and too sharp a limit on fellowship.
Maneo had studied holos of Dune's ancient sandworms, the gigantic mouths full of criss-knife teeth around consuming fire. He noted the tumescence of the latent rings on Leto's tubular surface. Were they more prominent? Would a new mouth open below that cowled face?
The Duncans know in their hearts, Leto said, that I have deliberately ignored the admonition of Muhammad and Moses. Even you know it, Maneo.
It was an accusation. Maneo started to nod, then shook his head from side to side. He wondered if he dared renew his retreat. Maneo knew from experience that lectures in this tenor did not long continue without the coming of the worm.
What might that admonition be? Leto asked.
There was a mocking lightness in his voice. Maneo allowed himself a faint shrug. Abruptly, Leto's voice filled the chamber with a rumbling baritone, an ancient voice which spoke across the centuries.
You are servants unto God, not servants unto servants.
Manao wrung his hands and cried out,
"I serve you, Lord!"
"Manao, Manao," Leto said, his voice low and resonant. "A million wrongs cannot give rise to one right. The right is known because it endures."
Manao could only stand in trembling silence.
"I had intended Hui to mate with you, Manao," Leto said. "Now it is too late."
The words took a moment penetrating Mineo's consciousness. He felt that their meaning was out of any known context.
Hui? Who was Hui? Oh, yes, the God Emperor's Ixion bride-to-be. Mate with me?
Mineo shook his head. Leto spoke with infinite sadness.
"You too shall pass away. Will all your works be as dust forgotten?"
Without any warning, even as he spoke, Leto's body convulsed in a thrashing roll which heaved him from the cart. The speed of it, the monstrous violence, threw him within centimeters of Manao, who screamed and fled across the crypt.
"Manao!"
Leto's call stopped the majordomo at the entrance to the lift.
"The test, Manao! I will test Siona tomorrow!" The realization of what I am occurs in the timeless awareness which does not stimulate nor delude. I create a field without self or center, a field where even death becomes only analogy. I desire no results. I merely permit this field, which has no goals nor desires, no perfections, nor even visions of achievements. In that field, omnipresent primal awareness is all. It is the light which pours through the windows of my universe.
The Stolen Journals.